We welcome our guest, the legendary Dr. William Bill Cosby. Mr. Cosby, you are on Star.
No, it isn't. Really? Okay. Well, then what's wrong with my car?
What? Very good. You are very quick, Mr. Cosby, on Star.
Isn't that something, Star, something that people die when they've had a crash or they're being robbed? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, there right. You go.
What keeps you going?
Just what happened to you.
Okay.
Look, I don't have anybody at home who will listen to me. Everybody's talking when I'm talking at the dinner table. I got a 5-year-old grandchild, 7, and another 7, and they come to visit. And, their attention span is, did I get any presents?
So being on the road gives you solace, gives you peace.
Now you got it. But just to have some people listen to me and make me feel like I've really done something in 48 years of comedy.
What can we expect when we see you when we come out tonight?
I want the people to come out so that they can hear comedy without profanity and make you laugh, 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 tears rolling down your face, because the identification factor is very, very strong.
Well, we're just coming out of recession, and is laughter needed in these hard times?
I think in these times, laughter is what is needed, and I've had people, after my performances of the comedy, this is not where we're going to be talking about the neighborhood and what people need to do. This is pure, flat-out comedy, where I come out and sit down and just start talking about anything I want to, and people are laughing, but there's no profanity. If there's anything that has to do with anything that might be what people call off color, it's because, the way I put it, you won't even see it's off, because it's about something. And I think people of all ages, nobody is too hip for this.
It's called stand-up comedy, but I notice you get comfortable on stage and you have your seat, and it's just like, you know, you relate to the audience, and you're just comfortable and you're just talking to us.
Well, you know, people call it stand-up, but it's only because the comedians come out and they don't sit down. I decided 40 years ago, wait a minute, the whole audience is sitting down. You know, so I said to the guy, I remember clearly, I said to him, hey man, just put a chair, give me the chair. I used to drag the chair out with me, just a regular old folding chair, you know. And I put it there, and I sit down, and I was smoking my cigar in those days. And then they put a table out for me and an ashtray. And that has been it, except for the past 20 years, there's no ashtray and there's no smoking anymore, period. But that's it. The other thing is this. When you get 72 or whatever, some people who've never seen you, they start putting the age factor out there. So, well, you know, and they've never seen me perform. So, well, you know, he came out. And he's so old, he sat down, you know. And then somebody, all my life of performing, I will start a subject, and if I want to continue it, I will. But then sometimes, if I get a thought, I'll jump off of it and move someplace else, and then go and come back and clean it up and move on. So now these people who've never seen me, they start writing things like, well, you know, his brain is not really working well, and he's going from one subject to dementia, sitting there, yeah. You know. That's not true. I did that when I was 25 years old.
Well, tonight it goes down. It all goes down with Dr. Bill Cosby.
All right, doctor. I got a couple of college presidents visiting with me backstage, so if you want some intellect or something.
My man, I need all the intellect that I can get. It has been a pleasure. The legendary Bill Cosby.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you later tonight.
Please.
It's our guest, Bill Cosby, on Star.